There's a small dog yipping next door. And Sam is currently fingering his computer. Vigorously.
I never know when you start these things.
It was quite passionate, believe it or not.
It's you know the drill with Sam and Russ, and today, no.
That works for me.
Eh, why not? That's it. That's all you're getting. That's your cold open.
I know, I don't, this it's just it's a bit of a weak cold open, but I'll take it.
No, that was. I'll do it again. Take two.
No, I don't want to edit. Don't make me edit. I'm sick. Don't make me edit.
Hey, it's you know the drill with Sam and Rutz, and today.
You know who just said it? Don't edit any of this. Just throw it all in there. Who cares? This will be the sick episode.
Oh my God, don't even get me started.
Well, it's you
But
know
go
the
on,
drill with Sam and Rutz, and today.
take control. Go for it.
All right, you know what? You get one more just because of that. I'm
No,
just going to
stop
keep
it.
on. Welcome to You Know the Drill with Sam and Rutz. And today we're talking about something. And that something is, well, you heard us talk about it before. And I think we either hinted at it or outright said that we were going to do it. I don't remember. I don't listen to this show, but I am in the podcast. I am in the Discord, take two. And you should be too.
Oh
But yeah, we're going to talk more. We're going to follow up with Five Nights at Freddy's because we had an episode about that, I don't know, like a few weeks ago or whatever. And you were talking about it. I don't think you had seen, had you seen it when we watched that, when we recorded?
Yep, I saw it right when it came out.
That's right. Okay. You saw it. I
I saw
hadn't.
it, I saw it I did see it a second time going into because I wanted to see it in the movie theaters on top of it.
Yeah. Well, you saw it, and I actually had no interest in seeing it until we recorded that episode. Because you talked about the lore a little bit. It was something, again, that I don't have a lot. I never understood the appeal of it. I didn't really know much about the franchise. The games
Oh
never looked that fun to me, but
yeah, the
when
games
you
are the games have never like a well. I will say like the newer stuff like the VR games and the compilation like stuff later down the line, I've played a handful and they are fun. But like I've been on this ship for the lore, for all the child murder. That's what I where I've been here for.
But yeah, so like this is this yeah, because the games have changed a lot in like in terms of genre. Like it was only, I think if I remember correctly, you said only like the first game or the first two or three were like the, switching cameras, and then after that they all were like different game genres, each one.
Yeah,
Is that right?
for the most part, like there's that core set of the flipping the cameras and stuff is 1 through 3, and then 4 is kind of similar, but instead of flipping cameras, you're a child who like run. You have to run and check doors and like check closets and things. So it's more of like a child
Okay.
hiding from the monsters kind of deal. But like this,
Oh,
each game
interesting.
so far has like still kind of like had your nod, to those origins, but yeah, each one pretty much plays differently.
Okay. Yeah, so I didn't really have any interest, but then we talked about it and the things you were talking about sounded interesting to me. I was like, maybe I will check this out. And so it just so happens that last weekend, I had a friend over, and he was, yeah, and he was just like, "Oh, hey, let's watch five. You want to watch Five Nights at Freddy's?"
Five
And
Nights at Freddy's.
we had also just gotten back from. He came over. We watched Die Hard on Laserdisc, and then we went out to. Actually, no, we went out to Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. So, get the, there's sort of a tie-in,
Of course, of course.
Freddy Fast Fare, Freddy Fast Burger, all that stuff.
So on
So
brand for you.
it's very on brand. This is my on brand episode. That's right. And yeah, so then we watched Die Hard on Laserdisc, which is great. I love that movie. Fantastic. Definitely, I understand why like people consider it one of the greatest action movies. It really is. But so and then afterwards, we were like, you know, he was like, "Hey, do you want to watch?" Because I think he'd been talking about it a little bit. He's like, "Do you want to watch the Five Nights at Freddy's movie?" And I was like, "Actually, this would be a perfect, yeah." Like, I was, you know, so watched it, and I kind of like don't remember, but I think I enjoyed it, and I think there were things about it that I wasn't on board with so much, but I think ultimately I was like, yeah, this is pretty good.
Yeah, like the movie itself, right?
We'll probably be spoiling things, by the way,
Yeah,
right?
but the movie
Okay.
itself, I find is very middle of the road, right? Like, it was enough for people, for most people, from what I hear, that are fans of the franchise. You know, the ones that dressed up and went to, you know, as Freddy Fazbear, as the serial killers, that kind of, you know, deal, whatever, to the movies to watch it. They loved it. I've heard that, you know, that is exactly what they wanted.
Okay.
For me, like someone who's a fan of the franchise, who isn't necessarily a diehard fan because I didn't really go through playing through the games and whatnot, it was fine. It was middle of the road. I think it set up a bunch of the world that it needs to set up. I am adamant in my brain that, because this is movies is going to be a three it's a three picture deal, at least to start, and I am 90% sure that the second movie is going to be better than the first one. That's what
Okay.
I'm that's that, I'm in that camp, and I know there's a good amount of us in that camp, but I mean it did number, like, even if there was no, you know, thought in people's minds that a second one's not going to be made now, it like 70x its budget. So, it's a
Yeah.
money-making machine, and they're not going to let that go.
The thing for me that I think ultimately it was a better movie than I was expecting it to be. It was, I was surprised. I was like, this is kind of a, you know, this is a solid movie. I had a good time with it. And you know, I feel like it played out pretty well. I'm kind of like remembering things now as I'm talking about it, 'cause I'm remembering the cop that like sort of randomly befriends him. And I guess like she kind of like was doing it to
Her
protect him,
role
right?
doesn't make
Because
yeah, her role doesn't make sense.
it didn't, yeah, because like I didn't understand. Like I was like, why is this like this police officer just like taking such a liking to this random guy? And I guess like when it's revealed that like her dad's the killer, which again, I didn't remember that much from our conversation even. So that was like a, you know, like a, oh yeah, like and not a total surprise, but I was like, oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I think Rutz had mentioned that, but I think when that reveal happens, it's like, okay, maybe that's why she was taking a liking to him because like she knew he was working there and she wanted to protect him. Was she actually a police officer? I can't remember. Was it revealed that she actually wasn't, or?
No, so I think she actually is. The problem is that,
Okay.
so her character, right? Her character isn't even, so the story supposedly takes a lot from the first game. Okay, that's for the most part. It's
Okay,
from
I mean,
it's based off of the
as you would
first game.
imagine, yeah.
Yeah, she's from the sixth game, and she's not a cop. She's a security guard,
Okay.
and she's also not the daughter of the serial killer. She's supposed to technically be his like replacement or like a conduit, you know, to be brainwashed by the AI software version of William Afton, the killer. It's supposed to be our main character is supposed to be his son. That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So, but I think they just, you know, they were taking, not necessarily taking liberties, but you know, they wanted to incorporate someone from the latest game, so then they could grab that attention, because otherwise there's no one else, you know, from that game that they could pull.
It's so they're trying
him, or, him or the child, and the child makes no sense. So,
so I guess maybe this wasn't, you know, as maybe this wasn't so much a like an attempt to make to change for the sake of change. Maybe it was more of a how should I say this? Like more, you think that they did it more for more practical reasons, like they wanted to. They wanted to, like, it was a way to appeal to more, a broader audience. Like, maybe if somebody had jumped into the games later, it's like, oh, well, here's this character, so you know what's going on.
I think partly because the sixth game was the like, it had, when it was coming out, it had, like, a partnership launch on PlayStation. It was, like, one of the first, like, console-driven games in the franchise. Like,
okay,
as far as reach is concerned, it's probably the one that's got the most reach. It also got the most buzz because it was so broken when it came out. But huh. I think that's part of it. But also, I think it's just the creator Scott Cawthon's chance to write, you know, his story over again, because mm-hmm. you know, when you get into talking about the lore of things, right? The lore of the books is different from the lore of the games, which is now going to be different from the lore of the movie, right? So it's
all just a convoluted.
Yeah, there's like 15 books. It's a convoluted mess.
It's a more interesting story than I would have thought.
Oh yeah, child murder.
I liked
lots of child.
I thought it was fascinating too, because like at the beginning, like, you know, when he has this dream and then it's like the adult version of himself, I thought that was really goofy. I'm like, well, this is kind of stupid. But then when it was
seeing that dream, we did not have to see that so many times.
Well, and then like when he started to explain that, like, he was trying to like learn how to, he was trying to unlock a memory. I thought that was kind of cool. And I was like, okay, I get why this is the dream sequences started making more sense. And then tying that into the, you know, the killers, and then like him actually getting like, stabbed during his dream. I thought there were there were some really cool things at play there, and I was surprised that they killed off the babysitter so early on. I was not expecting that.
There's so many little things, like the fundamentals of filmmaking were clearly ignored, right? For the to the appeal of the audience, right? They made the film knowing, you know, what the audience wants, but they skipped a lot of things that they shouldn't have. And like thinking back about it, one of my biggest peeves for this, right, is they didn't show him doing his job one night. They totally could have. Showing the icon, switching the cameras, doing all that kind of thing. You didn't have that at all. It would have been so easy.
Well, he was kind of sleeping through it each time.
Yeah, he was just a lazy shit. That's all it was. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he had a reason for that, but yeah.
He was still also a lazy shit.
It's funny because in the beginning, like, my first thought was like, you know, because you have him and he goes in and you've got the younger sister. And I was like, my initial thought was like, wait, is that supposed to be his daughter? And like, I was like, I guess this guy, and like that threw me at first. And I was like, I guess this guy is probably old enough to be her dad. It just seemed weird though. And then later I was like, oh, that is his younger sister. Okay. I don't know. It was, and that was the thing too. I think that I had in mind, like, watching this. Cause I feel like I remember you saying that it wasn't quite as accessible to people who weren't familiar with the franchise. And that was something that I feel like the movie did not do the best job of, at least in the beginning, is like explaining character relationships and who like people were. Like, I did feel like there was a little bit of a, you know, I'd probably understand this better if I was familiar with the lore angle, but
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, 100%. But I mean, I think, you know, they do eventually, like, again, they, as it progresses, like they start to, you know, they start to get more into things like that. So I don't know if that was really as much of a problem. It was just, you know, It was just something.
I don't know. It's just. I went into the movie with no expectations, and mm-hmm. I think because of that, I enjoyed it. If I went in with any expectations, it would have been they wouldn't have been met. Frankly put.
Yeah, and I mean, same for me, because like I didn't think I would like it at all, to be honest. But I actually wound up liking it. I think, you know, wasn't bad at least. I'd probably have to see it again to, you know, get a better form of a stronger opinion. Just in general, it's something, you know, but
yeah, it's definitely one of those movies that like I watched it on demand so then we could talk about it on the podcast.
You
right?
Demanded it.
Right. I can be demanding when I want to. but then I know I went back like a week later with friends to it in the theater. Because it's like, it's definitely a movie that is so much better when you have the energy of all the fans around it for that like first 2 weeks, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
that's the kind like of movie that it is, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. One other thing I want to say, too, is I hate the name Michael Schmidt. What an awful name to choose for your character. Like, well, and, okay. Listen.
it is a nod. I will say that it is a nod. Schmidt.
Yeah,
what? No, no, what?
I was going to say, I thought that it was his name in the game.
So, Michael is his name in the game.
Oh, yeah.
But remember, in the game, he's supposed to be the serial killer's son. So, he's supposed to be Afton. Right. It's Michael Afton.
Oh, okay. Better name. Much better name.
Yeah. Michael Schmidt is a reference to which game? 5, Sister Location. Because when you're going, this is one of the first ones that really broke away from the original, you know, camera flipping formula.
Yeah,
and there was a you're going down in an elevator to go into an underground bunker that's supposed to be like a rental unit for like a new wave of animatronics.
Mm-hmm.
And the as you're going down the elevator, you have like a happy, helpy assistant that comes out. And it's like, figure out your name. And, you know, it's like the standard name is Mike Schmidt for this particular character. And it can't figure it out. So it gives you the name Eggs Benedict, you know, dumb stuff like that. But that's what that's the Schmidt is from.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, hey, you know, it's a name, you know, so maybe someone listening is named Schmidt and, you know, I just,
it's a lame last name. Sorry. It is. That surname sucks.
It does. It does.
Man, I have never wanted to kick something across a living room so badly.
You really hate that last name, don't you?
No, not Schmidt. There's no Schmidt. I'm trying very hard to eliminate it, but neighbor's new dog is yipping and flipping its shit like crazy right on the other side of the wall while we're recording.
And I've been trying to
punch the wall to get it to calm down or something, and it's not working.
Yeah, I think that would only excite it even more. I mean, I'm not hearing it for what it's worth.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So either I'm doing my job correctly or I'm wasting my time.
Maybe wasting your time.
Honestly, it feels like I could be both. It's fine. I'm excited for where the franchise is going, because like I like this the VR part of it. Like, I think the first one was called FNAF Help Wanted. For a long time, it was considered one of the best games on like commercial VR.
Huh, yeah. Well, maybe, you know, maybe when they get to the VR movie, the movie based on the VR, maybe it will be, like, viewed in VR. Maybe that's how you'll watch the movie.
That would be cool.
I'm surprised they haven't
done stuff like that. They're practicing that actually quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Meta has, like, a partnership with, like, Live Nation or one of those.
I've heard rumblings about stuff like that before.
Yeah, every couple of weeks they have like artists go in and do like a 2-hour set, and then they play it in VR, so you can like wander around it and watch the show.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't be surprised.
Interesting.
Especially now that we have legs, you know, who the hell knows?
They've given us legs. I think I remember you talking about that, right?
Like, we have a whole episode. Deal. Yeah, we have a whole episode.
Yeah, yeah. Because I remember we were talking about like how that was a thing with like Halo 1. You had no legs, but then Halo 2, they gave you legs.
I mean, we didn't talk about that, but yeah, that's true.
I'm pretty sure I brought that up in that episode. Well, if I didn't, yeah, like that was the whole thing. It was when you played the first Halo, if you were running around, like if you looked all the way down, there was nothing, no legs. But then in Halo 2, they added legs, so you'd look down. So like if you were just climbing up a ladder, you're just like, well, I mean, that was always weird because you were just kind of like just running up the ladder. But anyway. Yeah.
So you enjoyed the movie overall?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yes, I had a good time with it. I'd have to probably see it again to know exactly how I feel about it, but, you know, it was good. It's a good time.
More importantly, are you going to be or will you try a game now?
Nah, hell no.
That's exactly where I'm at. Yep.
Yeah. No interest. Yeah, I don't, you know. I'll you know, if there's a second movie, I'd maybe check that out. Maybe we'll, you know, do an episode on that in the future.
I will say yes, we should, but that's hopeful because I doubt the podcast will be around that long for it to come out. That movie was in production hell for like a decade.
You know what? I almost said something about that, but I held my tongue. I was like, I know you don't think this podcast is gonna be around forever.
We're gonna run out of things to talk about way before then.
There's always things to talk about. Come on.
We'll have many, many episodes. We'll pivot.
The episodes will get
just be like a minute and a half long.
The quickies will get quicker and quicker.
See, sometimes you want a quickie. Sometimes you want it nice and fleshed out, you know?
Fleshed. you wanna get those broad strokes in.
Exactly.
Sometimes, you know, hey, listen.
You just can't do that.
Hey, this is not like a continuing trend. The next episode's not gonna be a quickie. It's gonna be a broad stroke.
Well, I mean, who knows?
Well, depending on the order. No, next time we record, that is.
We don't know. I still want to kick this dog.
Yeah, well, the podcast isn't going anywhere anytime soon, and not if I have anything to say about it.
And, you know, real podcasts fully endorse kicking small dogs across rooms.
All right, well, I guess that's it for the podcast then.
We've been canceled.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, then you have a rec to follow up with your Five Nights at Freddy's.
Not really a rec, but I was reminded of something when you were talking about VR.
Yeah? What were you reminded of?
I saw Lawnmower Man yesterday. I saw Lawnmower Man yesterday on Laserdisc. No, it wasn't yesterday. It was on Thursday. And actually, this is an unrec. Don't watch it. It's you know what? I don't know. Maybe you do want to watch it. It's Lawnmower Man. Have you ever seen Lawnmower Man?
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say about it?
I got no thoughts about it. Not a damn one.
I think it's, my opinion is, it's among the worst like studio made movies. I think it is so bad, and it's like, it's got fun moments, and it's like, you know, there's something about it that I just don't enjoy. Like, this is actually the second time I've seen it, and I bought it on Laserdisc because it's a Laserdisc movie, but that's the only reason. Not because I wanted to watch it, but I did watch it because a friend of mine picked it out, and I thought maybe I'll, you know, like, I didn't remember why I didn't like it the first time. Like, I like bad movies, but like, you know, I remember feeling like I didn't have that great of a time watching this. And again, I think I enjoyed it more, but I was like, yeah, there's something about this movie that's kind of like it is goofy and ridiculous and it's stupid, but like, it's also kind of grim and just doesn't have that fun, upbeat feeling that, like, you know, it's not fun. I don't know. So this is a D-rec. This is a rec that you avoid that movie.
If you want a rec,
yeah,
I'll give you a rec.
Yeah,
and it'll be a VR rec because apparently we're in that vein now.
vein.
Shut up. If you like mini golf, okay, one of the most popular games on the Meta Quest systems, you know, all that kind of stuff, is Walkabout Mini Golf. And they just released a branded partnership with Meow Wolf. For those who, I think we've had an episode about Meow Wolf before.
Oh, yeah. I saw one of their exhibits.
Yeah. And they just did a branded one for their exhibit in Denver. And they brought all the artists and they fully recreated it and enhanced it in VR so you can play it, walk through the course and play through it. And it is the most beautiful and unsettling thing you've ever seen. I highly recommend it.
Very nice. Yeah, no, Meow Wolf is awesome. So I could see
love that. Meow Wolf. Love yeah.
it. I almost saw their exhibit in Santa Fe, but that just didn't pan out, so
I know, I need to make a trip out. I keep thinking that Denver is so much closer to me than it actually is. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, I can just take the train. It'll be fine.
And then I'll just like, walk yeah, I can take the there. Train.
And it's like, no, it's not that. It's not that close. I know that.
I know. I'm just.
But I'm like, yeah, I'll just take the train. It's fine. And they're like, yeah, the train's still going to be a day and a half ride. It's like, oh.
Jesus.
It's all right.
Yeah, but train rides, unfortunately, are always kind of long. But I mean, part of it is that you enjoy it's a fun way to travel.
Yeah, part of it. It's just nice and long, and you get to actually enjoy it. I know what you mean.
Great place for long strokes.
Oh God. Okay. All right.
Oh, broad strokes. I should say.
You can have a broad stroke. You can have a long stroke. You can have any kind of stroke that you want.
you can have a quickie if you want. Here's a quickie.
Okay. All right. On that note, like, rate, share. You guys know what to do at this point. Enjoy this little quickie.
Discord.
Just yell Discord, and we'll be back for maybe another quickie. Who knows what order these are going in? We don't know.
That's true.
We'll find out. Anyway, catch y'all next week.
Ta ta.
You ta ta mother.